Everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisterna back once again to talk about the week's most interesting news stories here for the first week of February 2019 here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the theme of news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that is right. We are back here for another fun-filled week to talk about everything that's going on. And we've got a jam-packed list of stories to talk about here with the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Fantastic. I was just taking a sip of my Morning Joe.
Morning Joe.
And I'm great.
Who makes the coffee at your house? You or Rachel?
I do.
You do. You make a pot of coffee or like a K-cup?
I make a pot.
Whoa.
I make some good coffee, Rob.
That's old school.
That's old school.
Oh, it is?
Making a pot? Everybody does those Keurig cups.
No, not over here.
Oh. I grind my coffee every morning.
Grind it?
You better believe that, dog.
All right, well, let's bring in a man who's feeling very inferior right now. Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Every morning, grind my own Mountain Dew.
You grind your own Dew?
I grind my own Dew. What? I buy it in powder form, and then I add the sugar and water in the Soda Stream, and yeah.
Wow, the whole thing.
So,
but that's not called Mountain Dew, though. That's called
Danny's Dew. I call Danny's it Danny's Dew.
Yeah, it's something else, because SodaStream definitely doesn't have the rights to Mountain Dew.
No, no. I just use that carbonated after I've mixed all the ingredients to perfection, and it's just so much.
Do you add yellow number 5, or do you leave that out of there?
No, of course. I have a giant 5-gallon container of it.
Danny, your windbreaker is Mountain Dew colored.
It is. Dude. Yes, everything will soon be Mountain Dew colored.
This windbreaker, I only wore it because we're not doing a video. And typically, I like to have bright colors to cheer me up throughout the day. So this is just to remind me to smile throughout the day.
Do you know how pessimistic you'd be if you didn't wear bright colors?
I know. I prefer all black, but my wife gets upset when I wear nothing but black.
Dude, we're the opposite. Rachel wears only usually black. Black's her go-to thing, like all black stuff. And I am the opposite. I'm like, if it doesn't cause a seizure when you look at it, then I'm not doing it right.
Black works for the parent because it hides so many stains. That's why I prefer to wear black. I used to wear grays and other light colors, and then all the food stains, greasy handprints, and the boogers still show up on black, but they're not as bad. So black is the color of choice for a parent who doesn't want to have to change their outfits.
Okay.
But still cares.
All right. Well, let's get into our top stories at this hour. And we haven't talked a lot about crypto recently.
No, still on the downswing.
Still on the downswing. I don't know if it's ever going to come back on the upswing, but we do have a story about a crypto exchange. I feel like there's very few happy crypto stories. Remember, we used to talk about look, KFC has a new cryptocurrency.
Everything's doubling.
Yes. Oh, fun. But no, the crypto exchange now, there's $190 million tied up in this exchange, Danny. And the people who have their money here have been told they can never get it back because the CEO of the exchange died with the only password.
And I'm guessing that he died because he couldn't remember the password. And so he got tired of re-entering it and leapt off a bridge.
You know, they say that you can't take it with you, but somehow this guy figured it out.
He sure did. So the story is that he has the only encrypted key that can unlock the entire cold storage of all of the people who are trading on his platform. So it's like almost $200 million worth. I read another article that is not in this article that said he died in a location where the mafia is pretty famous for causing lots of fake deaths.
That's an interesting twist. I was going to go somewhere with something like he died, but the people in charge had the combination, but this was a clever way to get all the money. And make it seem like, oh, no, no, he was the only one who knew the password.
So it still sounds like they're trying to do something. I mean, he died over a year ago, supposedly.
Yeah.
And his wife still has his laptop, and she said that they have experts working on it, trying to unlock it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said they may just liquidate the entire company to pay back everybody who is in that 200 milli.
Yeah.
Because they've tried everything. They tried his first pet, mm-hmm. his mother's maiden name.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, all of them.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Kanye
1,
West.
1, 1, 1.
Kanye West favorite. 0000000.
Oh, he hasn't tried password yet, I don't think. You think they have?
Oh, yeah, that's the first thing they tried.
Did he like any sports teams?
Did he have any mistresses?
Yeah.
He was Canadian, so he probably liked the Raptors.
Okay.
Because that's the only Canadian
or the Blue Jays.
Team I know. Oh, yeah, Blue Jays. I know, too.
I think there's multiple teams that are the Rough Riders, right?
Is it probably
the Argonauts? Which one is this?
What
two of them?
Are those? Are those indoor football teams?
Football teams.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
The Rough Riders.
So you could have a Rough Riders versus Rough Riders?
I'm not sure. I forget which one. And I know Scott St. Pierre is going to be screaming when he's working on the edit of this.
Hopefully he doesn't quit.
Yeah, CFL team, same name. Which is it? Yeah, I think there's two Rough Riders, I guess Ottawa Rough Riders and Saskatchewan, home of Scott St. Pierre, Rough Riders.
Wow. There's two. That seems like a thing that shouldn't be able to happen.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
there's already a team in the league called the Rough Riders. We want it too. Well, I mean, it's going to be confusing when you guys play each other. We don't care. Okay. Well, are your team colors the same? Yeah, they're identical.
But if they have less teams, that means less password possibilities for this guy. So in a way, everybody might benefit if it ends up being Rough Riders 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's true. Now, Rough Riders 1989.
1969.
Tyson, do you think that this guy may have faked his own death? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I read an article that said that they suspected him of perhaps faking his own death.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, they have a body though, right?
So? What does that mean?
So that he faked his own death, but they have a body.
Yeah, but if they're not pulling DNA from his testicles to see his...
That's not
really
the only way. They dental records, tattoos, other marks that can't be copied. Birth things, whatever.
Wait, birthings?
Birthmarks. That's
birth
what they're called.
Birthmarks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's only if they have record of all those to begin
with. Yeah, his wife should. She should know every inch of that body. If it's a happy marriage.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything here in the article about the cause of death.
There you go, Danny.
It mentions Crohn's disease.
Oh, it does mention Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
So that's not like a sudden thing, Tyson. That doesn't support your theory. You're talking like a flaming car wreck where everything explodes and only bits and pieces of viscera can be found.
No. This could also be it. He passed on silently in the night of Crohn's disease. They have this whole body made out of marzipan that they put in his bed next to his wife. When she wakes up, she's like, he's kind of gooey and soft and smells sweet.
Just like he always did. This must
just
be
like
him.
He always did.
But he's not
marzipan. Marzipan would be the perfect.
I don't even know what that is. That sounds fake.
You don't know what marzipan is?
No, is it a food?
It's a candy from like Switzerland or Germany or something that's like...
I've probably had it.
You have had it.
Okay.
They love it. I think it's weird.
Okay.
It's their version of like Jell-O or like something.
Did they try marzipan as the password?
Yeah, they should. See, I say marzipan because that's how they say it over there. And you know how international I am.
Mm-hmm.
But it is probably... Let's say, do you know what marzipan is? Danny.
No, it didn't.
Okay,
that didn't help me at all.
Okay.
Changing it that much. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's try marzipan as the password.
Give that a
and,
shot.
Go from there.
Skeet
if it
dog?
Does work, we'll also know he faked his own death.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then let's talk about this story, which is getting a lot of attention, about an Indian man who is suing his parents. We love stories about adult children suing their parents. Yes. One of our bread and butter story genres that we cover here on News AF. But there is a man. His name is Raphael Samuel. And he is suing his parents for making him be born without his consent.
Hashtag parents are hypocrites, by the way.
Yes. So he's the leader of a movement. He is taking on his parents. He is taking them to court. He says that parents are hypocrites, and he has a lot of memes going on. That another meme that he has created says, "Oh, children are entitled? Oh, really? I thought giving birth to another being without its consent and forcing it into the world pay bills is for the for your pleasure is the definition of entitled."
He's barking up the wrong tree. Both his parents are lawyers.
Yes. And his parents seem like they're very
proud of him.
New age.
Well, they're like, well, that's very brave of him, considering that both of his parents are lawyers, to take
Is that like a subtle way of saying, bring it on, son?
They're like really like subtweeting him in their comments, that they're like, oh, well, you know, we're just happy that he's found something that he's excited about, but
years doing nothing.
It's great. Also, this isn't a new idea. I mean, I think it's come out of mine and Danny's mouth multiple times after taking money from our parents. It's their fault for having us.
Mm-hmm. It's a justification in our case.
Yeah, it's a justification in our case where we're just like, man, I said that so many times, where somebody would look over at me and be like, your dad still pays for your stuff? And I'm like, well, it's his fault for having me.
Yeah, I'm a real ignorant piece of garbage, but that's my parents' fault.
I didn't ask for this.
I didn't ask to be here. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So he's just kind of putting into a movement what we were already thinking a little bit.
Yeah.
But also, I'm happy to be here. For the record, I am happy.
Yeah.
My clothes say it all. My jacket says it all.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Here. Yeah, exactly.
Danny is pumped.
Another quote from Raphael says, look, my life has been amazing, but I don't see why I should put another life through the rigmarole of school and finding a career, especially when they didn't ask to exist. And the point that his mom makes in this article is like, well, how do we get the signal that the baby does ask to exist?
Well, why didn't she just make some spiritual thing up and be like, no, you did? How would he know that he didn't?
I mean, I think if I was this young man's pre-existent parent, I'd say, well, we had a big race between you and several million other sperm, and
That's a good
point,
Rob.
Won that race.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's your tacit approval that you wanted to be here.
By inseminating the egg, you have now entered into a legally binding contract to be born.
I like that.
You fertilize the egg, then you are saying, hey, pick me. I want to be here.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
So he's
that's
not
a great
taking
argument.
Responsibility.
Right. Who's the lawyers now?
Yeah. Right. So
us.
There was
point,
many other million sperm that would have liked to have fertilized that egg and wouldn't suing their parents.
Those sperms were chomping at the bit.
Right. This guy got in there and now he's like, hey, I didn't want to
be here.
Yeah, I didn't want to be.
Well, then why did you swim so fast?
So
to be fair, this guy does live in India. Mm-hmm. It's very crowded. And so at the very end of the article says, we are a group of people who have decided not to reproduce. We
and
are
that's fine. Hey,
Indians.
Look, you.
Yeah.
You
if
do,
I lived
you,
in
you
India,
do,
I might. Yeah. I might consider, if I lived in the heart of Mumbai or wherever, not to reproduce, just because you'd look around every day and be like, there's nowhere else for someone to go.
Yeah.
If we bring them into this world.
Look.
So but you don't think they've been other places? And also, is it which came first? Is it like, oh, he can't find someone to reproduce with, so now he's just like, I choose this life for myself? Or has he, or does like, he have, yeah, is he like fighting fired, women off I with quit. A stick?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Look, and I question the decision to reproduce every single morning at 5:30 a.m. when my
when
kids
you're reproducing.
Are waking up. No.
Oh, this guy at every 5:30. You're that's like.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Nicole. 5:30.
This let's guy. Reproduce. This guy is taking his balls and going home.
Yes.
And packing his mine. Balls up.
I'm not playing anymore. I'm going home.
Okay. Well, that part's fine. Him. Look, I get it if you say, yeah. Hey, like we got a lot of issues going on here. We don't need more children. Fine, if that's what he wants to do. But the turning it around on your parents about, you're like, hey, I didn't ask to be born. I'm taking you to court.
He's putting himself in a tight spot here now, because now he can never have children without people harassing him about this entire thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he might say, no, I got consent first, unlike my parents. Yeah,
that's the only way he would be able to have children.
I asked the baby, did he want to be here? And the baby said yes. So that's...
Do you think this guy had anything to do with Broga?
No, because those were Australian guys.
Yeah, that's too far away.
It's not that far.
Yeah. I don't know. No word on that if he was involved with that that big movement. Okay. All right. Let's talk about, we've always covered, we love to cover all stories about emoji, new emoji, when emojis get their own films. But we have some other breaking emoji.
Dude, everything emoji is so great. And I would say 5 stars, 10 out of 10.
Should the title of News AF be All Emojis All the Time?
Maybe. Well, all emojis all the time. We've gotten some pushback on that.
From who?
We don't need to get into
the anti-emoji crew, Ty.
Oh, the anti-emoji?
Yeah.
The anti-emojites?
Yeah.
The anti-emojites. And there's a lot of those. They tend to be around our age or older.
So there's a new, there's been a whole new batch of emoji that just got dropped onto, is this on Apple devices only? Like, I'm not sure exactly.
I felt like it was a wide, a keyboard wide release. Cause everything I said is these are all the way they phrase it. These are being added to all emojis.
To the Apple keyboard.
It felt like all keyboards.
And so
the Apple keyboard.
One of the new emoji that is being added is a hand, and it's sort of like making like a little bit like a pinching motion between
like
a
he
thumb,
was this big.
Like yeah, like a thumb and a pointer finger, sort of like you know, like
measuring off an inch.
This tiny little bit. And people are running with this, Tyson, that this is now the tiny penis emoji.
Yeah, okay. When I saw this, I thought this is like an ink blot test. Do you see someone is saying something like just a pinch of salt? Or do you see someone
saying...
How much
salt do I need in this recipe?
Yeah, like, why did everyone jump?
It can be used for both, but it's definitely, I mean... All emojis have sexual undertones. I think we can agree upon that.
Yeah, that is true.
And so when you...
All of them, Tyson?
All of them. Name one and I'll tell you the sexual...
All right, let me get my phone out here and let me see. All right. Okay. I bet you can't turn all of the emoji into something
sexual. Oh, for sure you can.
Okay. What about the... let's see.
There you go.
Footprints, Tyson. What's that?
Footprints. Footprints is a
Rex
fetish.
Ryan thing.
Yeah, foot fetish.
I was say, foot fetishes. That's that. A lot of
dude.
People
I can
like.
Guarantee you right now, there's about 60,000 dudes nationwide blowing their wads looking astronaut. Just at that emoji. The astronaut fetish.
That already sounds like a move.
The astronaut. Dude.
Yeah, the astronaut. That's in the Kama Sutra, isn't it? On page 32.
Okay, let's see. What about the graduation cap?
Yeah, graduation cap fetish.
Tyson can just throw the word fetish after any of these emojis and claim
ladybug.
There you go. Ladybugs fetish, yeah. The where you dress up as bugs and go to parties.
Okay. What about the
eggplant fetish?
Croissant?
Fetish, yep.
Croissant fetish?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're not going to win, so. Rob.
He's going to say that every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Found a loophole. Anyways.
When I saw this, I thought the phrase that came to mind was just a little.
Just a little. Okay.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Just a smidgen. But also, it does mean... I mean, you could easily... It's like eggplant. When you first saw eggplant, were you thinking, oh, big old throbbing dong? No.
No, I thought, thinking eggplant. That's a mythical fruit that exists somewhere in, like, Tolkien's universe, because I've never seen that before.
You've never eaten an eggplant?
Well, I didn't know what it looked like when it wasn't cut up. And so I was very shocked.
Wait, what?
I'd never seen one. I don't buy vegetables.
Are we talking in sexual innuendo here, or are you saying you've never seen a real eggplant?
I'd never seen a real IRL.
But you've seen an innuendo.
Yeah, I thought maybe Danny was in gym class. Yeah.
But yeah, I'd never seen like one that wasn't cut up. Now I don't know what I'm talking about.
You've never seen the eggplant uncut.
Yes.
You've never seen an uncut eggplant. Okay.
Okay. I saw Boogie Nights, but I'd never seen an uncut
eggplant. Yes. Okay. I get it. So this is the same thing. They took it and run with it. It's like whoever's loudest gets the worm. Is that the saying?
I like it.
Loudest gets the worm.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So, I think it's the squeaky wheel gets the oil or something like that.
Yeah. Gets the grease. So this just... Whoever got on board and was like, that means small penis,
yeah,
that just was hit so hard right off the bat that now that's all it can be used for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think if you would have had like the Martha Stewarts coming out and immediately being like, that just means a pinch of salt, then we would be talking about a way different story.
Involved?
Yeah. Why is she the spokesperson?
Because she's a homemaker.
Maybe she's waiting for a tiny penis emoji.
She hangs out with Snoop Dogg. I could totally see her throwing down the tiny pee hand gesture. The tiny pee hand gesture. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But whatever it is, I think if the pinch of salt backers would have just gotten on the internet immediately and been like, that's what it means. It's whichever wheel is loudest gets the grease.
Mm-hmm.
How much grease?
A bunch of grease.
Oh, not just like a pinch of grease?
No, but that's the thing. Like, they put out these emojis. Whoever comes out first and says this is what that means, and then gets a big backing and a bunch of repetition, then that just automatically becomes that.
Okay.
What
do you think of this?
Sorry, there's no way. There's no going back. This is what it's always going to mean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if we want a pinch of salt emoji as well, we have to come up with something different.
That's the world we live in.
So we're looking at this from this New York Post article. Danny, what do you think about the stock photo actor that was used for this? He's in bed with a woman. He seems to be saying like, "Are you on your phone?
What are you writing?"
And we're seeing like the caption of like that she's talking to somebody. And some pervy, curious person is asking, so how was he?
You know what? A person in a stock photo. A person in a stock photo can never run for office because there's so many ways to twist this photo around. So stock photo, if you've done some stock photo work, you're out.
Right. Do you think that this actor had any idea that this photo he was posing for was going to be used for?
Can we hunt this guy down and be like, hey, is that real?
I love it. She's on her phone.
Family.
She's on her phone. They're both in the bed. She's on her phone with a postcoital glow, holding her phone, and she has kind of a smirk on her face.
Yeah, she can't believe it.
He has a furrowed brow. He's got a furrowed brow, staring at her phone. With his hand?
You have to be on your phone right now. Are you telling people about my very tiny penis? What are you doing?
That emoji's not even out yet. How did you get that?
That emoji has been out for one day. You couldn't wait.
And for the listeners, in the top right corner, there's a white text bubble that says, "How was he?"
Yeah, how was
he?
She's responding back with the tiny pinch.
Tiny P.
Yes.
Symbol right there.
And he looks pissed. He's not happy.
Yeah, he's very upset. He's like, What are you talking about, salt? Just a pinch of salt? That doesn't even make sense. Why would you respond to her that way?
Yeah.
Because he's around our age and he doesn't understand that emoji.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to keep this room so cold? Okay. All right. Let's move on and let's talk about the age old battle between joggers and mountain lions. Danny, have you ever encountered a mountain lion in any of your outdoor adventures?
Yes, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Where I work on the ranch that I work on, I'll see them out in the open quite
often. Was it a big mountain lion or was it like a little?
They all tiny? Appear big yeah. when you see them unexpectedly.
Mm.
You know, it's like you're just not used to seeing them and you see a mountain lion and it definitely looks deadly and larger than you'd like.
Yeah. And what did you do? Wrestled it to the ground?
No, they tend to run away. Mm. I would never want to wrestle one. Their claws and teeth. No, thank you.
Well, that's not what happened to a Colorado jogger as they ran into one and then got into a wrestling match.
Dude, this story is crazy and awesome. And it's the story I've always wanted for myself without being actually put in that situation.
Yes.
Like, I don't desire to be put in this situation, but I also want people to be like, how'd you get those bite marks on your face? Well, let me tell you what happened. I was out jogging. I was on a long, long jog. I'm telling the actual story of this man right now.
Okay.
He was on his way back from a long run. He's an ultra runner, meaning he runs tens, if not hundreds of miles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard a noise behind him. He thought it was a bike or another jogger. So he turned around to let him pass. And a mountain lion jumped at him, bit his face, and scratched him up. He proceeded then to suffocate the mountain lion. That's all it says in the article. I can only assume he choked him out somehow.
Or he jammed his hand down the lion's throat when the lion came at him. Is also
no.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You think so? No.
Look, it says right here, there was some wrestling going on and the cat did latch onto his arm, but he was able to choke it.
Mm. Yeah, he latched didn't choke it by arm. Jamming his fists down
tell
his
me
throat.
How you think this guy was able, while the thing was latched to his arm, to get around it while it was still latched to his arm and choke it out?
No, he pinned it down on the ground.
Okay, all right, keep going.
He pinned it down on the ground and choked it. Anyways, he ends up killing this mountain lion with his bare hands and then runs out. And then the rangers are like, what's going on? He's like, I killed a mountain lion up there. And also, my stuff is scattered everywhere from the fight. I just had to get down to get medical, medical emergency here. And this dude's a baller, you know, like, I'm sad for the wild animal. The wild animal was a juvenile mountain lion, an 80 pounder. And, you know, in the winter, it's desperate times for mountain lions.
Yeah, he's lucky it was small. 80 pounds is not very big.
Yeah.
Mountain lion. They get up to 200 pounds. And that I'm sure if a 180 pounder came after you, you would not be using the tiny emoji to describe his size to your friends.
Tiny mountain lion?
Yeah. You'd be
jamming. Maybe that's what
jamming.
Like, Tim Cook thought. Like, oh, okay. If somebody says, like, how big was that mountain lion? Then we have this thing.
By the way, any mountain lion, fighting off any mountain lion is an impressive feat. I'm not trying to in any way knock what he did, because that would be crazy scary. And we have heard of other people, like that woman who drowned a raccoon when it latched onto her arm. And then there was another woman who I believe fought off a fox or something like that. So this happens like once a year. There is a human right now, a designated human in the U.S. who will have to fight off a wild animal.
It is crazy. So I don't condone killing wild animals. I love to see them in the wild. But this guy should get something as a trophy.
Probably make a jacket out of the skin.
Who should award the trophy?
Another mountain
park?
Lion.
Probably the president. And it should maybe just like the mountain lion claws, like the full rack of claws or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
should he mount the mountain lion in like over the mantle
into submission?
I am kind of with Tyson. I don't think you should go that far, but I think maybe the claws, something that the lion used in the attack to get you, like a real conversational piece. Like, these were once dug into my skin.
Yeah, this sharp thing here is the reason I have these marks on my face.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
So our next story.
Yes.
a woman in Idaho thought she was breaking up a fight between two dogs, her dog and another dog. She yanked on the tail of the other dog, and as the dog turned around, she saw it was also a mountain lion.
Oh, no.
That's an unwanted discovery right there.
But this was a 35-pound mountain lion, yeah. So even smaller. And she held it back until her husband could run out of their house with a gun and shoot it dead.
Wow. That's not as cool. Not She should have killed it with her bare hands. At least that's and a also, fair fight.
It
would,
but she apparently held on to it so it wouldn't kill her dog until the husband came out of the house with the gun.
That's wild that it didn't turn around and attack her.
I think it probably did, but it was only 35 pounds. So now we're talking real small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Tiny. They didn't have an emoji for that small.
Yeah.
Tyson, are you on like this mountain lion newsletter?
Yeah, no kidding.
No, but now I must be. I just like browse like random news stories. And
do you have a Google alert?
Yeah, a Google alert for mountain lion attacks.
The more I open these stories, Google just naturally is like, oh, this guy. Mountain lion stories. I'm like,
we got live one here.
Headlines. Well, because I used to go out in the hills all the time before I had kids, like Danny does now, even though he still has kids. And I would, you worry about that, like, especially when you're by yourself and you're out there like at dusk and you're like, hear noises. Like, there's been times where I've been running by myself at dusk and been like, you know what? I think I'm just going to turn around and go home right now. I'm not feeling like safe today for whatever reason in the hills. And you just like let your mind like take over. And so these stories for me, they do like, oh my God, like that does happen. Mm-hmm. And what would I do in that situation? I mean, the Rangers in both stories are like, you just fight for your life in these moments and go for the eyes and the nose. Make yourself look as big as possible. If you're in a standoff, don't crouch down. Don't run. If you are able to get away, back away slowly and keep your eye on the mountain lion at all times. It's like, this is stuff that I need to know because mm-hmm. one day, again, I may go enjoy nature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Danny, this is for you for today. As you get off the helicopter, look around.
I'm not too worried. I've seen enough mountain lions to know that they, in most cases, run away. Unless you've got a delicious dog by your side or it's
ill. In most
Ill,
cases.
They tend to run away. I don't know if I could fight one off, but I would definitely like to think I'd put up a fight.
I mean, mountain lions are on a full keto diet, so they're obviously stronger and in better shape than any of us.
And doing Orange Theory, or at least CrossFit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We tend to cover all of the worst behaving passengers here. I'm not sure necessarily who to assign blame to on this one, but reports circulated this week about how Delta Airlines needed to issue an apology after some very interesting and provocative napkins were passed out on one of their recent flights. It turns out it was some sort of an advertisement for Diet Coke, but it was a bizarre napkin, which I repeat, a bizarre napkin. So
I see what they're doing here, though.
So as you're getting your thing, you're getting your napkin with your drink, with your choice of snacks. Do you want peanut? There's no peanuts today, sir, because somebody on the flight has an allergy. Do you want pretzels or the little
They just put the napkin on your tray, whether you are getting it.
Yeah, I swear they give you a napkin no matter what.
Here, but set the table here. Fine. Here's a napkin.
Okay, so they put the napkin in. What you see when you see a Diet Coke logo, and then it says, because you're on a plane full of interesting people, and hey, you never know. And then there's there's a blank spot with a, then on the back, there's a name, a spot for a name. It says name, and then a number sign, hashtag looking thing, so you can put their phone number. So it's like encouraging you to like creep on people. Oh. Be a little old school. Write down your number and give it to your plane crush. You never know.
Really?
Why would an airline really encourage greyhounding? They're facilitating greyhounding.
I didn't read that crush part right there. But
yeah.
In the wake of this, Delta has apologized. Coke has apologized.
And the 55-year-old man who came up with the idea has been fired.
Yeah. Dude, it is crazy to think. One time, I had this lady follow me off of my plane, Like I was coming back from Europe after
she was
bike
your
racing.
Plane crush?
No, I was her plane
yes.
crush.
Okay.
So she sat by me on the plane, and then I got off, and she just like followed me, and my parents were there to pick me up, and then she just like introduced herself to my parents. And I was just like, what is going on? Like, I talked to her fine on the plane, but like, that, I didn't have, dude, I didn't have any feelings like that towards her at all. But for her to just like get off and then be like,
I just want to say your son is such a gentleman. He opened my ginger ale and took
no,
care
it wasn't
of my
an old,
food tray.
It wasn't an old lady.
That's what you made it sound like. You didn't say the age of the person. You're like, you made it sound like she wanted to compliment your parents on bringing you up. Like,
no, it was a lady who was my age. It was like if you brought a date home for the first time. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like, except for that it wasn't my choice. She was just like imposing that upon me.
Here's a question, a real question. Isn't this just like an analog version of Tinder? Like, you know, hey, I'm interested. This shows that I'm interested.
Yeah, but the second it's face to face, that's assault.
I mean, so as long as you do it in
the worst
the
idea
ether
ever.
Of the digital world.
No, I would feel accosted if somebody were
I agree.
Hey,
I agree.
Here's a napkin. I mean, part of you is like, oh, that's kind of refreshing that I'm not so old that sometimes people aren't like, oh, he's handsome enough. But also I'd be like, this is improper. That's crossing some lines right now.
Right. I feel like people do this 300 times a day. On their date,
300
apps.
Times a day.
Yeah, swiping,
yes,
judging,
but
writing
yes,
back,
it's fine there because
sending
both
dick
are
pics.
You're entering into some type of consent when you're putting a profile up.
Right.
On the app.
Well,
right.
So you didn't check the small print on your Delta ticket, Tyson.
Yes, you are.
Apparently, you're also entering into some
maybe
kind of agreement.
Was some sort of a like Valentine's Day tie-in? Was it a Valentine's Day singles flight?
It doesn't matter what it was.
This is the fantasy of
unless
an
it was
older
a Tinder,
man.
Unless Tinder Airlines is like, we're going to test a couple. We rented out a couple Delta planes. Get on your Tinder flight. We're going to the Bahamas.
Yeah, maybe this was a
island.
Yeah, maybe this was a chartered flight to Sex Island, and they were just like, let's get things started.
Oh, Sex Island,
right?
Even. Yeah,
right. So hey, talk to your plane crush and give them your number. Here and
there's 8 supermodels in. If it was on its way to Sex Island, there's 8 supermodels in the first class cabin, and then
all the notes
rest
are
all men
towards first class.
All the hired women are sitting first class up there on their way, and all the men in coach are thinking that these women are going of their own free will, mm-hmm. And they are going of their own free will, but
yeah,
they're
getting professionals.
Paid.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars to be
we have
there.
To ask T-Bird if she gave out any of these napkins because she works for Delta.
Oh, she does?
Yes, so we'll see if she has any backstory on this.
I don't know why people are still so proud to work for airlines. I'd be so ashamed if they were like, so what do you do for work? And I was like, airport stuff. Hey. Like, airport. Oh, what kind of airport stuff? And you're like,
it still has some glamour. Yeah, I mean, you visit places, you meet people.
No, I don't disagree. But like when you're like, I work for American Airlines, and they're like, oh, can I register all of my many complaints with you? I do that every time. Anytime somebody's like, I work for American Airlines, I was like,
you don't care for American Airlines.
Yeah, we know that.
I don't care for any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not one.
They're all a bunch of garbage. They're all a bunch of garbage.
Mm.
I've not had bad experiences on a couple airlines, but they're also short flights and few and far between.
And you were asleep the whole time.
Maybe. Are you just a difficult passenger to please,
no,
Tyson?
No, I'm not. But I get older and older. Sure. American Airlines is late like 90% of the time, but you can take solace in knowing that or comfort in knowing that just because you're 2 hours late on your initial flight sitting at your home airport, your connecting flight is probably going to be at least 2, if not 6 hours late. And so you're never going to miss a flight on American because every single flight is late or later than the last flight. Mm-hmm.
Late is the new on time.
Yeah, for American. And Delta is kind of the same. I mean,
similar.
Remember I had that blood stained. Yeah.
I think American Airlines has that on their napkins. Late is the new on time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, American that would be better Airlines. Than this.
Yeah, it would be.
I made an awesome joke at a Delta thing. They were like, I was checking in my bags And they were like, okay, but, you know, we're, the flight is currently about 15 minutes late. And I was like, well, at least you're not American Airlines late. And the entire desk all just started laughing. Yeah. Like, yeah, we know we're bad, but there's one who's worse.
We're not the worst. Not the worst. Okay.
So, yeah. So now, yeah, anytime I bump into anybody who works at an airline, I'm just like, I'd love to just unload like 4 hours of complaints into your face right now, but I know you can't do anything about it. So I'll just tell you like an hour.
Right. So you think that people that work for airlines maybe
keep
that,
a secret.
Yeah. So people like
be
you
ashamed.
Don't vent to them about all of the problems.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. The first thing that crosses my mind when anybody's like, I work for this airline, I'm like, oh God, how much time do you have right now? And how much time do I have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, oh, I work for the cable company. Like, oh, cable company. Oh, let me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're the new cable company.
Right. Right.
Let me take my shirt off because we're about to fight.
Yeah. Do you have to pee? Because you should go now.
All right. Dan, do you want to talk about that other airline story?
Yeah, I didn't put it in there. Oh, I haven't even seen it.
Was that about the fight?
That was me too.
What happened on that flight?
So, was this was an American flight, I think.
Oh, yes, yeah. Your favorite.
And they, in the first class cabin, the woman came around. You know, if you're sitting first class, they ask for your drink order as you sit down. Mm-hmm. And this guy said, I'll have an Irish coffee. She said, okay. She goes and she gets it. Will you pull up the article so you can read her exact quote? Because I don't know her exact quote.
Okay.
And she goes to get it. And then she comes back and she says, I'm sorry, I can't actually get that at this time. And it's like, oh, okay, no problem. Or he might even be like, oh, okay, why not? And she unleashes a firestorm in this dude's face and she will not let it go. And it's the flight attendant who is going berserko at the dude, and he's supposedly, in this story, an account of another first class passenger. The man and also his wife were calm and composed the entire time, and the flight attendant was the one who could not let it go, and she just kept going and going and going and going, and to the point where she threatened to have him kicked off. And then they exited the plane and had a chat with the captain and were allowed back on the flight. But then the woman who went berserko took her name tag off for the duration of the flight so nobody could see her name, mm-hmm. so that they couldn't register any complaints, supposedly.
That's smart.
That is smart.
Yeah, that is smart. As a Mormon missionary, we do that
you
all
need
the time.
A fake name tag, like Jill.
Well, what we do as Mormon missionaries is we'd be like, oh, dude, we just did something pretty shady. Let's take our tags off. And if anybody questions us.
What were you doing in the Philippines that would be considered shady? Other than
okay, I'll tell you.
We'll do that now.
We hiked to the top of this mountain just to kill time because you know how much time there is on missions, dude. You just got to kill it.
Okay.
And we got up there, found these giant, like 50-gallon drums filled with rainwater. Slopped the lids on there. No yellow number five. Put the lids on them tight, turned them on their sides, rolled them down this mountain. And then as we rolled them, we realized that they were going to go all the way to the village. And I was like, dude, a 50-gallon drum filled with water could kill someone. So I was like, let's take our name tags off, run down the hill as fast as we can. And if anybody asks us, we're
Catholic missionaries.
No, not Catholic. Catholics doesn't have missionaries. We're either Seventh-day Adventists or, something like that. Just switch your religion.
So you can unappreciate the removal of the tag technique this lady
so
executed.
So anytime you hear of a story like that involving missionaries and it's like it was the Seventh-day Adventist or anything, you can assume it's probably Mormon kids with their tags taken off their shirt.
Okay.
It's a smart move. By the way, I always have sympathy for the flight attendants. We don't know what led her to this moment. Remember?
Oh, we do. Serving 100
jerks.
Okay,
exactly. And so while she did overreact and it sounded like she spiraled pretty hard.
Yeah.
She got her senses back enough to take her name tag off and realize that she had made some mistakes.
Here's the problem with the airlines. The airlines make it ultra difficult now for passengers. Like, unless I pay a premium, I am not guaranteed a seat by my 3-year-old daughter. And then that burden is now shoveled onto the flight attendants.
Tyson.
Hurricane. So they shovel it onto her. So now I get on the plane and I'm already irritated because the airline didn't set me next to a 3-year-old. So I unleash on this flight attendant. She eventually figures out how to get me to sit next to my 3-year-old daughter. But that's one shovel of garbage that's already been shoveled on her. Not my fault. Her boss's fault.
Yeah, she's airlines. Putting out fires all day that start way that up the corporate ladder.
With the upper echelons in corporate. Yeah. Corporate is just up there laughing at all the fire and shit storms the flight attendants are going to have to deal with because they're making everyone's lives harder. Everyone.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep. So I'm always sympathetic. If you see me on a flight, just know that. you don't have to do anything for me. I don't ask for anything special because I don't want this to happen. But like Tyson said, I want to shovel more crap onto your shoulders.
Yeah. Danny, do you want to go into your bolt hole up next?
No.
Dig right into that.
No. I don't think we've got time.
Okay, all right.
Really? It's a deep dive?
Let's do another story then.
Before we get to that, let me just quickly thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at thehairclub.com because having your confidence is important and sometimes one change can make all the difference. Hair Club knows this and that's why they're inviting you to become part of the Hair Club family to see how getting the most out of your hair can change your life. And this is so nice because I am invited to so few clubs. They understand the emotions that you're feeling and know the questions that you have. Hair Club is the leader in total hair solutions with a legacy of success for over 40 years. Whether you're looking to revitalize the growth of your own hair or to learn more about the latest proven methods for hair replacement or restoration, Hair Club's professionally trained stylists, hair health experts, and consultants will craft a personalized solution for you to ensure that you feel your best and get the most out of your hair. See for yourself just how powerful great hair can be. Tyson, is that true?
Yeah, it is true. And if you do get your confidence back, we all know that confidence is the number one fashion accessory. So then you can wear the bright colors like Danny's got going without fear of public shaming because you know what? You're better than them.
Right. And if you're already dealing with confidence issues that you could feel like that guy in the stock photo of people are texting about you, you don't know what they're saying. So
if somebody sent a message like that about me, I just figure that they didn't know what they were talking about.
Right.
You just drape yourself in your long, luscious locks and feel warm and safe.
So go to hairclub.com/RJP today for a free hair analysis and a free take-home hair care kit, all valued over $300. That's hairclub.com/RJP for a free hair analysis and free hair care kit. Hairclub.com/RJP. Experience your hair and your life at its best only with Hair Club. I'm certain you'll love the club. Okay. All right. So I guess this is technically not bolt hole, Danny.
I do have a bolt hole.
Oh.
But I just, maybe I'll do the bolt hole because we can get through it a lot faster.
Okay. So should we play the song?
Faster than what?
Not playing the song?
No, don't. Just play the song, okay? I know where this is going.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. You're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah. Okay.
Glad we're gonna get him, Rob. We're gonna get him one day.
Yeah. I don't think that'll be that hard. If Tyson distracts me,
and Danny, look over here at my right hand. I'm wiggling my fingers. Oh, now I'm gonna shake my keys at you.
Okay, guys. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
And normally, I'm surprised we haven't come across that many Valentine's Day gift articles because normally I feel like
we provide Chick-fil-A tin last week.
Yeah, that's true. But normally we provide an extensive list for, you know, like a Goop suggestions, Oprah suggestions. There's all sorts of people putting out lists.
Oh, I opened a story about Goop the other day and Rachel's like, oh, you used to be so anti-Goop and now all of a sudden you're reading Goop articles. Like, so we can make fun of them
exactly.
Our podcast.
Yeah, they got a Netflix show coming up.
Well, this isn't a Goop item. But it was one Valentine's gift that caught my attention.
Uh-oh.
And the Manly Man Company, which seems like a terrible name in this day and age.
Manly Man Company.
Yeah. They're selling a beef jerky bouquet.
Yeah.
And if you go, if you haven't seen it already, which I'm sure lots of people have.
I've seen it. It's like cadaver thighs.
It does. It does look disturbing. Yeah, very, very like disturbing.
Cadaver meat.
Now, the ultimate manly man would be if that guy provided his special someone with the cougar meat jerky bouquet. Mm-hmm. That's probably
just the back straps, right, Danny?
Yeah, just the back straps. If he provided some jerky to his girlfriend, I think that he's probably the most manly man of all men, killing a wild predator with his bare hands and providing the jerky. But for those of us who haven't had that experience, you can buy this bouquet of beef.
Yeah, it does and, not look and, that appetizing.
No, it does not. And by the way, this
when I look at this
breakup.
Honestly, I remember the time that I had to go into a cadaver lab in college and walk around. That's exactly the meat that this looks like. It looks like they just pulled it right off the thigh bone of a cadaver.
I'm pretty sure that this is what you give to somebody if you want to start the conversation of breaking up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is
I don't think you have to have a conversation at that point. You're like, here you go. And she's like, this is goodbye. And you're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I keep the bouquet?
So you get this for your girlfriend and then she breaks up with you.
And then you get all the beef jerky. So it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Like exactly. You leave the breakup. You broke up with someone you didn't like anymore. And you've got delicious jerky to snack on to the horror of others.
Mm. Yeah.
Like if you saw someone eating this in the subway, just one strand or one of these beef flowers, it would look disturbing. I'm with Tyson.
Even just getting off the subway, eating a beef flower, you're going to get a bucket of red paint dumped on your head.
They're waiting for you.
Yeah.
But it's out there for those of you who have significant others who love beef bouquets.
I'm on the website, Danny. It says that this is on back order.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
They made two of them.
Yeah.
That nobody would sell. And then they've had to send both of those out.
Want to hear some of the reviews? Let's see.
I do want to hear some reviews.
Valentine's bouquet. Bouquet was great. Husband loved it. The guys at the office loved it, too. Thank you so much.
But it's not even Valentine's.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Maybe it's from last year. I don't know. Maybe you're saying these are fake reviews.
Maybe they're made up.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have more reviews? I kind of like that
1,100
one.
1,100 reviews.
Okay. Just give me one more so I can get a feel for it.
I wish I could find the bad review. Unique and awesome product. Quality. Unique. It's a unique gift for men that are hard to shop for. I was a little disappointed that it was shipped in the black manly box, so it ruined the surprise.
Mm. Where do they want it shipped in? Like a nondescript?
Yeah, covered Amazon paper.
Amazon. Amazon box.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go.
Honestly, the best surprise you can do is just save up your Amazon boxes and ship them, because
if my beef bouquet saves your marriage, you're welcome. I gave that one for free.
So you're thinking that finally Danny got a beef bouquet in his boat hole, just like he always wanted.
Exactly. You're welcome.
Welcome. Okay.
I have a quick review of our podcast if we should hear it.
Is it better than the review of the beef jerky bouquet?
It's a 5-star.
Okay,
News AF 5-star by Frantic Meditation 97. Mm. The trio of Danny, Tyson, and Rob never grow old.
Oh.
It's almost like listening to an improv comedy show mixed with a news report, and I love it. 5 out of 5 stars, enjoyable AF.
Oh.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good way to end.
Thank you, Frantic Meditation. I blew you a kiss, but we're not doing video today, so you can't see it, but you can still hear
it. Okay. All right. Great work here today by the News AF team once again. All right. Danny is off to go fly about.
Gallivanting.
Tyson is I'm sure a ton of
probably got something or other to do.
Yeah, gonna get back to grinding those beans. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Special thanks to our friends over at True Car for sponsoring this episode of the podcast, 60 Seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial is going to take. You know what else you can do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car with True Car. That's right. In the amount of time it takes for you to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or from home. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions. You'll get an accurate True cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. It's that easy. And after that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers that you need, and there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today.